In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the book of the prophet Malachi, it says that the Lord will suddenly come to his temple. And the reason why it says this is that people have been praying and entreating the Lord to come and visit his people, to save them from the sins of this world and to make them pure. And yet the prophet God, through the prophet Malachi, continues to say, but who can stand the day of his appearing? Because, you know, we have to be careful, you know, and say, oh, I want God to come, because we need to make sure we're ready for him to come. We need to be ready for the Lord to come, because of, you know, the judgment, it's not a done deal. When did the Lord come to his temple? As this little child. As the child who was offered to God, and he was redeemed with a sacrifice, this little baby comes. And who recognized him? Simeon, and as we'll see later, Anna. They recognized the Lord had come to his temple, and the light of the world, the light of the Lord, had come into the world. Now we need to remember that Jesus is the light. And if you want to see things, if you want to know the path which leads to God, you need to stay close to the light, because the world is a world of darkness, and the only light within it is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, how do we know we're with the light? The way to be sure that you know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You probably met people like that. They say, oh, well, you know, I'm a good Christian, and then they do whatever the heck they want. They're liars. The only way you can be a good Christian is to obey the commandments of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as they are taught by Holy Mother Church. And that is how we embrace the light, and that is how we follow the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.